Critics are calling the redistricting maps incumbent protection plans. Last week, Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling said he believed the governor would not accept the Senate plan, which passed along a party-line vote, unlike the House proposal, which got broad bipartisan support. Democratic Delegate Joe Morrissey of Henrico wants McDonald to substitute both the House and Senate plans for one of the redistricting proposals recommended by the governor's independent bipartisan redistricting commission.
Some people say they take umbrage if they're challenged in a primary or general election. Hey, that's what this system is all about, and I know with certainty that you get the best people in there when they are challenged every 2 years or 4 years to raise the bar. It shouldn't just be you get that seat and you keep it. Hell, I hope people challenge me. That's good. It's good for the system. It makes us better. We had 13 universities and colleges in the Commonwealth that spent months putting together plans. They came up with about 20 different plans. Every one of those college and university plans was better than anything the House or Senate did combined because they took politics out of it. I asked one young man from the University of Richmond, hey, Andrew, did you talk to any of the legislators when you drew up the lines? And you know what he said to me? He says, no, why would I? What does that have to do with anything? And he's right. Why talk to a politician?
Reverend Doug Smith is executive director of the Virginia Interfaith Center, a member organization of the nonpartisan Virginia Redistricting Coalition, who just completed a side-by-side comparison of the plans passed by the legislature, those recommended by the governor's commission, and those offered by the university competition. The analysis concluded that the General Assembly's plan would be a step backward for Virginia voters.
For the faith community, we're very concerned about people in low-income situations, those on the margins. The way gerrymandering often happens is it packs people into districts or it begins to marginalize their voices by pulling them out of districts where they have a constituency of interest. We think democracy works best when people's voices are heard, not when they're used as pawns in a chess game in order to protect incumbents. We want to see democracy thrive, and we want to make sure that part of that democracy includes the voices of those on the margins.
Should the governor accept the House and Senate plans, many expect legal challenges that could possibly overturn them. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.